From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A strong earthquake hit Northern California today, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The Geological Survey says it was a 6.5 magnitude quake centered some 22 miles west-northwest of Ferndale, California. The size or magnitude of the quake has not been confirmed. Reporter Katie Whiteside of member station KHSU is in Arcata, California, about 30 minutes from Ferndale, and describes what happened.
We're on the third floor of a three-story building, and this is the first time I've ever actually wanted to exit a building. It's one of those earthquakes where it jumps up and lifts the building up. You know, sometimes there's rollers. This one was a jumper, and it went on for quite a bit.
Reporter Katie Whiteside, there are no immediate reports of damage or injuries. In a newly released video, the Jordanian doctor who killed seven CIA workers in a suicide attack in Afghanistan said he was avenging the death of a Pakistani Taliban chief. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has more from Jordan.
The family of Humam al-Balawi confirmed that he was the man in the video's broadcast today. Outside his family home in a neighborhood of Amman in Jordan, his father Khalil al-Balawi said that watching the recording was painful.
I am very, very sad. When I saw Humam, I am very, very sad.
In the video, Humam al-Balawi, wearing an Afghan hat and a camouflage jacket, said that he would act to avenge the death of Pakistani Taliban chief Baitullah Massoud. He was killed last year by a pilotless U.S. drone. In one of two videos, al-Balawi said he had given up millions of dollars offered by international intelligence services to betray his belief. Jordanian and U.S. intelligence operatives apparently believed that al-Balawi was working for them, but he duped them, blowing himself up in a base in Afghanistan. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Amman.
Togo's government has recalled its soccer team from the Africa Cup of Nations in Angola after three people on the team bus were shot and killed. The team's assistant coach, spokesperson, and driver were killed in a spray of bullets near Angola's restive Cabinda province. Seven others were hurt. Angola officials blame a separatist group for the attack. The BBC's Alex Capstick reports from Angola.
A spokesperson for the Togo government has said it was necessary for the team to withdraw from the African Nations Cup because the players were in shock following Friday's dramatic gun attack. The players had earlier indicated their wish to go home. The team captain, Emmanuel Adebayor, went to see members of Togo's rival teams in Cabinda to explain their decision. It seems pressure was put on the players to change their mind. A high-level delegation, including senior Angolan government officials and the head of African football, Issa Hayatou, went to see them. But it appears the Togolese government has had the final say.
The BBC's Alex Capstick reporting from Angola. This is NPR News. An avalanche in Russia has killed at least four climbers and their instructor. Jessica Gallagher has the details from Moscow.
Emergency officials say a party of nine climbers was struck as they were descending the Gedan Tau Peak in Russia's southern Caucasus mountain range. The mountaineers were climbing about 40 miles east of Europe's highest peak, Elbrus, along the simplest route when the avalanche hit. A search operation including helicopters and 100 rescuers discovered the bodies of the victims Saturday morning. Officials say the novice climbers, all from Moscow and St. Petersburg, had undergone an intensive six-day training course before they made their ascent. The North Caucasus region is a popular destination among Russian climbers. Sochi, the venue for the 2014 Winter Olympics, is some 125 miles east of where the avalanche occurred. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A man, his daughter, and three-year-old granddaughter were killed after they went snowmobiling on Lake Dunmore near Salisbury, Vermont, with friends and family members today. Police say three snowmobiles carrying six people were riding on the lake. Five of the six went into the water and were later pulled out by rescue teams. A four-year-old riding in one of the snowmobiles was pushed to safety before it went through the ice. The cold winter blast continues over much of the country tonight, including Florida, where citrus farmers are doing all they can to keep their crops from being ruined. Snow flurries have been spotted as far south as Naples on the Gulf Coast. In Miami, the temperature was forecast to go just below freezing overnight, threatening to break the record low for the city. An ice jam along the Mississippi River caused the National Weather Service to issue a flood warning for Illinois. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.